What was it?
Uh-huh.
You're ready to go?
Yes, you've been down here for an hour.
Well, I know, but I was waiting on you. Waiting. That's what guys do for on women. I think Brad Paisley sang about it. You're waiting on a woman.
You know, that's hilarious. Because you don't wait. You're constantly doing something on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not actually waiting. Well, waiting involves, like,
sitting
patient.
And twiddling your thumbs?
Yes. Hmm. And thinking. Using your brain and just thinking.
Huh. Okay. Well, we're ready. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets. Wrinkled Sheets. We need music.
We do.
Why don't you sing a song for
us?
Oh,
dear Lord.
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Go, just sing the words Wrinkled Sheets.
No.
Just
I don't
go,
know how to sing.
Wrinkled Sheets. Go like that
there
or something.
There you go.
And now it's time for Wrinkled Sheets. Go like that.
We'll leave the singing up to you.
No, I want you to do it.
I can't sing.
It's a comedy podcast.
No, people stop and be like, oh, my God, I can't hear anymore.
Just one time. Come on.
I can't sing. I don't know how to sing.
You know how you know when you talk and work?
Right. Butterfly wants to sing it.
Look at that. We've already been interrupted by the dog. Damn it. Your cat attacked the dog.
Oh, gosh. She did
I
not.
Thought there was going to be World War III. Look at that. Poor little dog scared. Pick her up.
She doesn't want me. She wants you.
Oh, God. Come here. Come here.
That
come
little here, wench butterfly. Doesn't love me. So we just got back from Vegas. We should talk about that.
Yes.
Vegas is always a good topic.
Vegas is what we do there.
We, I was star sighting. It was the ACM Awards in the same
Academy
hotel.
Of Country Music.
Yeah, I got a list. I got a list of the 10 best moments.
You do?
Even though we haven't watched the show yet.
What was your 10 best moments of your ACM trip?
Oh, my 10 best moments. Spending time with you every day.
Yeah?
Seriously, you've been gone so much that it was nice to just be and not have to work and not have to do my stuff and just be around you. Don't.
But to the people listening, what would be the 10 most exciting
moments? I like the fact that we were able to view the red carpet for the ACMs.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Like there was a walkway that had a glass windows and we could see the whole red carpet.
It ran parallel to the red carpet. So we would just ride up and down the power...
escalator thingy flat on the ground.
moving sidewalk. That's
there
what
you
I'm
go.
Talking. We'll get to it eventually.
Dear
it,
Lord.
It ran parallel to the red carpet. And so we would ride down and then come back and then ride down.
It was so cool.
And you'd be like, hey, there's Duck Dynasty dudes in the where? In the white coat right there.
Hey, look, there's Luke Bryan.
Oh, where's he? Oh, yeah, the guy in the white teeth.
It was so much fun. And then I liked being able to walk around and just kind of like start, like, who did we see? We saw Easton Corbin. We saw Scotty McCreery, Lee Bryce, Jared Neiman.
All in the lobby bar.
No, not all in the lobby bar. We didn't see, no. We saw most of them just walking around the hotel.
Yeah, but we did see a lot in the lobby bar.
No, we didn't.
We saw Lee Bryce. We saw Easton Corbin. We saw
Chris Young.
We saw Kristen Kelly. We saw The Farm. We saw...
We did?
Yeah, remember I pointed out
to you? I thought you just saw one person.
I saw the two guys. Remember the blonde guy was in there, too.
But I think we saw most of the people, like, out in the hotel.
Just walking
like
around.
You saw Brantley Gilbert and Jana Kramer. And I kept hoping to see Miranda, but I did not.
Yeah, she was drunk somewhere.
I would have joined her. We could have girls' night. Whee! I like the fact that we met Roseanne Barr.
That's right. I forgot.
She came to your show. How do you forget that?
I was not even thinking about putting that on the podcast, but I'm glad you remembered because I probably would have gotten around to it when I remembered to say, hey, I was at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in the MGM. What a great week it was. And, oh, by the way, Roseanne Barr came in to see my show.
Right. And she liked your Tang comment.
She loved the Tang. You can't afford no Tang.
Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, you have to go see his show.
Or go to YouTube and find it, and then come see my show. Or come see my show.
Gosh,
then
you are horrible at marketing.
I am.
Here, go see me for free.
Well, I noticed today when you said, you should be posting links to Pandora, because that's where people...
Yeah, like you get a little bit of that money.
I do. Actually, I got...
Like anytime you play a Pandora station, that whatever song or artist comes on, they get paid. And so...
And I have my own station on Pandora and iHeartRadio.
Support your favorite artists. And it's easy.
And people should be listening. Instead of listening to comedy 24/7 on that other channel.
That never plays you?
That never plays me.
Yeah.
They could go to Pandora.
And you're like every four people.
Yeah. So that's a better way. And you get more. They do. It's doo-doo. I said doo-doo.
Doo-doo.
They play all kind of comedy, so it'd be like listening to a comedy channel.
Right.
Only it'd be me, and you're... I would get paid.
Right. Or if you have a Spotify account, and some people have those, but you have to actually pay that for that, where you can listen to a whole CD without owning it or downloading it.
Perfect. So anyway, go do that. Because I'm now Roseanne Barr approved, which I was before, because we worked together in Denver.
But it was a long time
Long time ago.
When was that? What year? She was really nice.
Remember when she had her TV show?
Yeah, I was quite young.
It was before that.
Oh, dear God. I wasn't allowed to watch Roseanne because they drink beer.
Really? Yeah, you said it. Does she really talk like that?
She does.
Yeah.
She walked into the green room as I'm taking a picture of the television.
Oh, you got to tell that story.
Oh, my gosh. So we weren't able to watch the ACMs because you were working, but as soon as we got to the green room, I was like, can we watch the ACMs? And all your fellow comics were like, yeah.
Whatever.
Sure. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I'm watching the ACMs, and I Eric Church comes on, and he didn't have his glasses on, so I was like,
And he didn't have
cow.
A hat?
Yeah, he looked great, but totally different. So I'm like trying to take a picture of the TV to post on my Instagram because I'm cool like that, and Roseanne Barr walks in, and I was like, oh, my God. I was taking a picture of
you
the TV.
Even said to her, I'm not a geek or a nerd or something like that.
I was like, please don't judge me. I am taking a picture of the TV. Dear Lord. And she's like, oh, is that award show on? She's like, you know they're here, right? And I was like, yeah.
Now I feel like even more of an idiot. You know they're here.
The short bus. Yeah. So I did not get my picture taken with her, probably because she was like, oh, freak, I'm out of here.
But you did have fun. We went to the big ass pool there.
Oh, there's like a million pools there.
You could get lost. If somebody goes to the MGM Grand and says, meet me by the pool, you could be walking around for days.
I am totally accident prone is something I was reminded of this weekend.
Oh, that's right. You fell down the
on my way
big,
to the pool,
giant staircase.
I was going to meet you at the pool, and there's this big giant carpet staircase. I'm in my flip-flops, and as soon as I take that first step, my flip-flops are like, hey, we have no traction. Whee!
Oh, you went down faster than the Titanic.
My elbow your elbow's was bruised. All... My hand. They both still hurt.
Do they?
Yeah.
Have you looked at your elbow? Is it still... Oh, it's bruised.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely bruised.
I'm kind of an accident-prone jerk. And then we were at the
mall. It's
so
black, Kim Kardashian would try to date it.
Oh, dear. And then we were at the mall, and you saw a hat in the window that you liked, and you were like, here, what's that price tag say? And I like.
It was a very cool.
It had, like, rattlesnake.
It's a top hat.
Yeah.
Kind of like the guy Big Kenny wears.
Yeah, but it was much better.
Yeah, it was a very cool hat.
And so I, like, leaned in to look at the price tag.
You didn't lean in. You went in. Like, boom!
Yeah, the whole mall stopped and was like.
Like the inside of the store turned around.
Yeah, it was so bad. My head still hurts, too. Oh.
That's probably from all the alcohol.
No, I was sober both times.
Oh, you drank like a homeless man the whole time we were there.
I did not. No. And maybe in the evenings I did. Okay, I had a few drinks in the evenings. But it was Vegas. And I didn't want to get tired. And you know, I know you don't drink, but back when you drank, once you like get
let's
going.
Let's go.
You got to keep going because if you stop, then your body's like, oh, alcohol is a depressant and I want to go to bed.
You'd be like, oh, I'm going to go walk around the bar and see if I recognize anybody. And then you come back with two drinks.
That happened once.
I think it happened more than once.
No, it only happened once.
Is it only once?
You know, drinks are very expensive in Vegas.
Like $12 a piece.
Dear Lord. I haven't even balanced my checkbook, but.
It's going to be bad.
I'm scared.
Yeah, because when we were out by the pool and you had your Diet Coke, and I was like, do you want me to go get you a shot from the bar? Just add to the Diet Coke? $12.50 for a shot. Just a shot of liquor. Not the drink, not the mixer.
So I was smart. I went to the ABC store and got some vodka and some Diet Tonic to make my initial drink every night, and that one I made really strong so that I wouldn't, like, have to drink as much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you're, like, one of the cheap people that come to Vegas that drink in your room and then go have a cocktail out in the thing. And You know, that's going to shut.
Did you just call me cheap?
That's going to shut Vegas down. You know what I mean? If you can't, if they can't make any money off people, they're just going to shut down.
Did you see all those people?
And then
those
what are
machines?
People
going to
do?
Really? Okay, the next time we go to Vegas, I will buy a single drink. I won't bring any alcohol. I won't buy any alcohol. And you can buy all the alcohol.
No, I didn't mean
you just called me cheap.
I want to buy drinking in the room.
I know.
People that drink in the room. It's kind of, you know.
No, it's smart.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm kidding. You know, I'm totally
kidding.
I'm
about to jump over this table and kung fu your booty.
Kung fu booty. Kung fu. Kung fu booty. Kung fu.
So, I want to go over this list of the top 10 things from the ACM. Since
the
we have
top 10 things from the ACM.
This is one of my favorite nights of the year, the ACM and the CMAs. And I think I heard that the ACMs did better than the CMAs, which is like the first time in a long time.
I heard it was the best one, best viewed one in 15 years.
Yeah. Crazy. They, yeah, a lot of people watched it. Okay, the top 10 moments. Now, we haven't watched the show completely, so I'm sure maybe other people that are listening that watch the show will understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. So the hosts, Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, two very, very awesomely adorable men.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I sound just like Gomer Pyle, don't I? Hey, how you doing, Blake? You know what? Your pants look like a hotel room, empty. That kind of stuff.
It was what do Motel 6 and Luke jeans have in common. There's no ballroom.
There's no ballroom.
Blake Shelton's the one that said that.
Oh, okay. I can't do Blake's voice.
So, number one in the 10 is Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan taking jabs at each other, which I thought that was great. They were great hosts.
Mm-hmm. They were great.
I love Reba, but it was time for some
You say it was time for her to be gone?
No, she was there.
No, out of the hosting position.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Number two was Eric Church's acoustic version of Like Jesus Does, and that's where he took off the hat and the glasses, which kind of went with the whole acoustic thing.
Yeah, it was good. I have to give that an A+.
Yes. Number three, my two favorites back-to-back. Number three, Miranda Lambert gets feisty with her new single, Mama's Broken Heart, which has been my ringtone for like a year now.
A lot of people did not like that. You know, I was reading live on Twitter, and they were like, oh, my God, why didn't she stick to the real melody? She's just screaming, blah, blah, blah.
So it's rocking.
Did you see it yet?
Yes.
Okay, and you did like it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Did it sound like the real song?
No.
Okay.
And that's the thing. Like, you have these artists that, like, they sound exactly the same. They never really deviate from what you hear on the record. And then you kind of want to go, are they really singing?
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell she's, like, really, like, giving it her all and... You'll probably hate it, but then I'll have to...
Yeah, but you love her anyway, so
no
matter what.
I'll sucker punch you. Ba-boom. In the booty.
Right in the ballroom.
All right, number four, Miranda and Blake are the new June and Johnny.
They are?
That's what this says, yep. They're the newest country royalty. Watch out, Tim and Faith.
Tim and Faith, gone. George and Tammy, gone. Loretta and Conway, gone. Blake...
And Miranda.
Miranda.
Number five, Little Big Town gets artistic. Little Big Town have been releasing hit after hit thanks to their album Tornado. Their past few singles have showed off their aggressive and fun-loving side. Their performance of Your Side of the Bed introduced a new aspect of the band, which is more of an artistic side.
People like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the opening number, which we did get to see, super awesome. I loved the opening number. It had Blake Shelton and Luke. Then Sheryl Crow came out, and then the Pistol Annies. And they are now being titled America's Sweetheart at number six on the top 10 moments of the ACMs.
Pistol Annies is?
Uh-huh. America's Sweetheart. And it's Miranda, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley.
Well, Ashley Monroe is great.
I know. You love
she
her.
Is
she's
great.
Skinny. She's blondish. And
no, it's not because of that. It's because she is really country. You have her album.
I love her album.
That album's great.
It is.
And then I went back and listened to some stuff she had done earlier because I didn't know much about her. And I'm officially a fan.
Oh, but now, you liked Pistol Annies before, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like Pistol Annies.
It's like Ashley Monroe, Pistol Annies, and then way down here, you like Miranda.
No, because I like Miranda.
I don't think you do. You've kind of always kind of shied away from her with me.
No, could just tease you about it because you've got like some kind of girl crush that you'd scissor sister her
no,
if you had the chance.
No, nothing sexual, dear Lord. All men have to go there. Like, oh, you think she's cool. You must want to.
You probably want to, like, kiss her and
ew,
stuff.
No. Okay, number 7 on the top 10 list of the ACMs. Brad Paisley and John Mayer are guitar gods. Yep, that's about it. I didn't see that, so.
Well, I watched it. That was
did
good.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was very good. And I thought John Mayer did great, sounded great, but people were, again, slamming him on Twitter. But I think Twitter is just a place to.
Bitch
a little bit too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 8, Miranda showed her soft side.
How many Miranda references is there?
I don't know. I did not pre-read this before. Yeah, I swear. But she won Female Vocalist of the Year.
And did she cry?
Yeah, a little bit. She got a little misty.
Did you see that part yet?
I have not. I'm going to watch that soon.
You're going to make me watch it, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
God, I'm going to make you watch Vegas then.
Number 9, Luke Bryan is speechless, and I think we all were a little speechless when he won Entertainer of the Year.
I think everybody was speechless.
I was like, what?
I was like, where the hell did that come out of?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed he sort of sounds like Cletus T a little bit?
I know, and you've liked to imitate it for 2 years now.
I know.
And the number 10 moment of the ACMs this year, Stevie Wonder makes everyone sing. Stevie Wonder closed the show. And with good reason. There wasn't one person seated when he took the stage for Signed, Sealed, Delivered. Faith Hill joined Shania Twain in singing in the audience while Taylor Swift danced along. Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, and Hunter Hayes joined the band on stage for an epic close to the 48th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards.
Okay.
I do have to say something that's not on this list. Hunter Hayes joined the stage with Brad Paisley and Dierks Bentley.
Uh-huh.
And the sound is horrible. I did see that, you know, that we had talked about how we saw on Twitter. But he freaking can rock the guitar. He could give Keith Urban a run for his money.
Can he?
Yes.
Well, he's been playing for years. You know, there's that video of him on YouTube at like 4 years old playing the accordion with Hank Jr.
Yeah, Like, I've kind of counted him off as a Fruit Loop for the last year or so. But, like, he got some man points.
Oh, you make me feel wanted.
Is that Luke Bryan singing or Hunter Hayes?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I got the two confused there.
I just wish he would stop with the ballads. Like, he needs to come out with, like, I liked the one song, Storm Warning.
I did like Storm Warning a lot. That was very good.
That was a fun song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the top 10 list of the ACMs, and now I'm going to make you watch it.
Now, what do you think about why they closed with Stevie Wonder? Is that country?
No, it's Vegas.
It was just a Vegas thing?
The ACMs are when Vegas goes country. So I think they always have a little bit. Like, I think the next night they...
Well, if they were going to do that, it should have had, like, a Vegas act.
He's kind of... Like, when you think of Vegas, he's kind of, like, he always wore the glitter jackets and...
Well, they could have had CeeLo Green, didn't
they? Ew, he's weird. The next night they filmed some Tim McGraw special, and I saw on Twitter that Tim McGraw was, like, joined by... Who's that guy in the glasses that we don't like because he's not country?
I don't know.
Okay. Who's remember, we heard the previews of the ACMs, and you're like, why are they on here? They're not country at all. Like, they're not country.
You mean like
hip-hop.
Neo and...
Yes,
and
Neo.
Who else was it?
That somebody other else. Guy. Yeah.
I still haven't figured out why LL Cool J and...
I think that's a CBS thing.
I do, too, but because I'm talking about the Brad Paisley. NCIS. Now he's got that song, Accidental Racist.
I was going to say that I saw something where people are already bashing that. That CD came out today, and they're bashing the song.
Horrible song. I love Brad Paisley.
I haven't heard it.
It's a horrible song. It's not about the subject matter. It's musically. It's a horrible song.
Because he's come out and said he's very proud of it.
I know, but it's one of those where, you know, where you and I have talked about before, where they try to shove a lot of words into something, and it doesn't really fit, and it's kind of, musically, it's horrible to me. Like, try humming it, you wouldn't be able to. But I'm sure it'll be because of what it is. It'll be big. It'll be big. Very big.
Yeah, so it was kind of weird being the same venue of the ACM Awards and not being able to watch it. Because it didn't air in Vegas TV until, like, 3 hours
later.
After it started. People were leaving the actual show.
Previously recorded.
Yeah.
Is when it finally started. Your cat just attacked the dog. Did you see that? They ran across the room.
She's like, I'm sick of this whiny little poodle.
Oh, speaking
of... What's up with her perm?
Speaking of poodles, that was the story that I pulled up. You ready?
I am ready.
Toy poodles. It's about toy poodles.
Uh-oh. Am I going to like this story?
Argentina pet dealer reportedly selling weasels on steroids as toy poodles.
Oh, my Lord. Butterfly, are you a weasel?
Local paper reports out of Buenos Aires caught the attention of Daily Mail and other sites this week after a man took the toy poodle he bought to a vet, only to find out it was a giant weasel.
Oh, that was
selling what Argentines call a Brazilian rat. A ferret given steroids at birth to increase the size, then groomed, isn't a rare occurrence, the site reports. But this particular story, aired in June, apparently confirmed the urban legend that these freaky ferrets are sold at the popular market. The victim paid $150 per poodle. Another woman told the Buenos Aires station that she was tricked into buying what she thought was a chihuahua, but it also was a ferret. It's unclear whether the enhanced ferrets. Oh, it's unclear where the. One more time. It's unclear where the enhanced ferrets are today.
Hmm. That would really make me mad if I thought I was buying a toy poodle and I took it to the vet and they're like, "Eh, what?" I make fun of Butterfly. I call her a rat sometimes.
Well, I can look at this picture. They have a picture up, and I could sort of see because of the picture that they kind of look alike. But how would you be fooled by a? A ferret. You've seen a ferret.
They're long.
They're long. And
they
have a...
Butterfly's not very long.
No.
But if you never had a toy poodle, and someone tells you it's a toy poodle...
It's an Argentine toy poodle. They're different. They're slightly different.
That's kind of like thinking you got a tattoo, but it's actually a henna tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't you... You would think you would know the difference.
You would think so.
Speaking of, I got a tattoo.
Did
you not want me to share? Who listens to this?
Everybody.
Your mom doesn't.
Everybody.
No way. Uh-huh. It's a henna tattoo, so it's going to wash right off. Yeah. What? It's a henna tattoo.
But you happy about it.
It was fun. It was a fun Vegas thing. I had never gotten a henna tattoo.
And it says?
It was a quote. It's pretty much washed off by now. We live with the scars we choose.
And where is that from?
I saw it written in a book somewhere, and then when I Googled it after getting the henna tattoo, I realized it's part of a Sugarland song, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but it's actually got some great meaning in my life. But we don't want to talk about that.
Well, I like the fact that you thought about getting a different one.
Yeah, I had thought about getting one of Miranda's quotes, and I'm like, you know... That may be cheesy.
What if I don't like her?
I do like her. Like, if I were contemplating a real tattoo, then I would be like, oh, not a Miranda quote. Because I used to love, love, love Britney Spears.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad I didn't get any Britney tattoos.
That's what I always tell people that are thinking about getting tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely no. It's got to be original. It should be whatever. Yeah. Because down the road, what if you liked, say, the Jackson 5 or something. You got a Jackson 5 tattoo. Or you liked...
Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman. You thought that. Ha, ha, ha. I want to get Pee-wee tattooed. Oh, that'd be so funny. But then again, it might be. That might be. Now I'm thinking about it. That could still be good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
What if
you
got a tattoo of your toy poodle and it actually turned out to be a tattoo of a weasel? You got a weasel tattoo.
We got snow here. It's April 9th. And we got snow. What's up with that?
Snowed. What didn't snow near as much as it was supposed to.
But it's 16 degrees outside and snowing on April 9th.
14 in my truck.
Anyway, I got chili. It's cooking upstairs. That's what we're having for
I thought you meant, I got chili. No, you
I
made
was cold. I was freaking freezing.
You made chili to eat, to consume, is what you're saying.
I've never made chili before, and this is a different kind of chili. It's kind of...
Does it look like chili? I bet it's like soup, isn't it? Because chili has a consistency.
No, it's definitely chili-like, but it's white because it's white beans.
Oh, it has to be white. Is that what you're saying? It has to be white chili?
An accidental
racist. Why? Because you're an accidental racist, huh? because I'm going to fly my red flag and you can wear your do-rag, right?
Calorie-wise, it's much better for us. It's got turkey in it instead of beef, and it's got white beans instead of the darker beans.
Oh, so it sounds healthy and vegetarian, much like the sandwich you didn't eat for $27.
It has turkey. There's meat. Oh, my gosh. Ick. Don't order a sandwich if it doesn't have meat unless it's peanut butter and jelly.
What was that thing you got that you didn't eat?
It's a Mediterranean hummus. But it wasn't really hummus. It had the chickpeas that turn into hummus, but they weren't hummus.
They were still chickpeas. Hummus-fied. They were still chickpeas.
I was very disappointed.
You ate a lot of it, but then you were looking at my delicious,
ginormous turkey club.
Turkey club sandwich.
Do you know how much meat is on that? That's like five meats.
Bacon,
turkey, chicken. I don't even know. I don't know what's on
it. I don't know what's on it either, but there was like
there's a lot of meat.
But it was like two layers because it was
5 inches tall.
God, it was
massive. I measured it with my head. My brain. Like, not physically.
Are you drunk again?
No.
Already? Right, but you didn't like it. You dove into my sandwich, and you ate my sandwich instead of eating yours, so I ended up being hungry.
No, I ate one quarter of your sandwich, and you weren't even going to eat that corner. You're a brat. You're a brat.
I know.
Dear Lord, making the world feel guilty or feel bad for you, and they don't.
So what else is going on?
Ow. Accident-prone Janet just hit her elbow.
Your one that you fell down the stairs?
No, the other elbow.
You have two of them now?
I do. I have two elbows. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the dog off the table.
Can you
it's stepping
up?
Stepping on the wires.
What do you want to talk about? I feel like I've been doing all the talking.
What? I thought you were you're the talker. How about all right, here we go. Jenna Jameson arrested.
Next story.
What you don't want to talk about Jenna Jameson? She was arrested for battery.
I don't care.
Oh. Fine.
Porn star, girlfriend.
How about Taylor Momsen? You want to talk about?
No. What the heck? I think she's another hooker.
Is she another hooker?
Yeah.
What? Well, you're saying
most people don't even know who she is.
You're saying Jenna Jameson is a hooker?
No, she was a porn star. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
But hookers, that's different.
Well, Monson could be a hooker. I don't know.
I thought she was a rock star. I thought she was in that TV show that you loved.
She was, but then she got kicked out for being a mess, a hot mess.
Well, how about we talk about Leanne Rimes' weight fluctuation?
Home what is it with you and all these horrible chicks?
Huh? I was just trying to find something.
Do you have anything related to, like, Jennifer Aniston? She was a victim of a homewrecker.
How about something we tie into... Roseanne.
Okay.
Want to tie this into
Big Bang Theory?
No.
Oh.
Sarah Gilbert.
Who's also in the Big Bang Theory, or was, but not anymore.
Sarah Gilbert was?
Yep. She played Leonard's first girlfriend before Penny.
Oh, I did not know that.
Because
I didn't
cool
watch
because
its first couple of seasons.
It was cool because she was his girlfriend on Roseanne.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's engaged now.
To a man or a woman?
Woman.
Figures. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You always have to follow it up with that.
I do.
Former Roseanne star Sarah Gilbert is engaged to Linda Perry, the former front woman of the band Four Non Blondes.
I've never heard of that band. What do they sing, babe?
You never heard of Four Non Blondes?
Are they country?
No, they are not country.
Are they Britney Spears?
No.
Then I don't know.
I remember that song. I can't think of the name of this. I loved that song. I actually...
What song? I think the cat's dying.
It sounded a lot like that. I gotta go. She is a hard looking woman. She is a rough looking.
How old is she?
I'm talking about the one she's engaged to. I don't know.
Well, she's a rocker.
Gilbert is 38.
I was gonna say she's
and her partner is 47.
You know the girl from Big Bang Theory? Did you get to see her on the ACMs? The part that we watched. She looks pretty hot and sexy. Jake Owen presented an award with her.
Which one was she?
Penny? Stop. Penny.
Oh, Penny, yeah. What's her real name, Kelly?
Penny.
It's butterfly. Kelly something, isn't it?
Will you pick Butterfly up? She loves you more. Yeah, she presented with Jake Owen. And even though Jake Owen is totally happily married to a wonderful, beautiful girl, his eyes totally drifted to Penny's boobs.
Can you help it? They were falling out like Miranda's.
No.
Miranda's about ready to hurt. We're going to pop out everywhere.
Do you think she's pregnant?
That's what they said,
wasn't
it?
That's the rumor.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to Google 4 non-blondes for you.
Are we still on that?
Yeah, we're still on that for now.
You don't move on very quickly.
I try not to because I thought we should. There's a lot of people like you that go, hey, I don't know what 4 non-blondes is.
And will it make my life better if I did know who they were?
Yes. Let me see here. Let's see if this is.
All right.
If this plays. Now, I'll hold the microphone by it if it does. I don't know if this is going to go. Come on. People are waiting here.
Download Vevo now. The Vevo. Only free premium music video app from the best online
they
music entertainment
like
platform.
There's an ad before.
Watch, share, and enjoy.
You're freaking out.
I don't want to play it. Somebody else's ad on our podcast.
It's all good. Maybe they'll sponsor us.
See if this is Sarah Gilbert's
wife to be.
Yes, she's engaged. Yeah, I know you're gonna know the song when you hear it. It's gonna buffer.
Let's skip it.
No, the video is buffing.
Is this the remix?
No. This is bad Wi-Fi. Do you recognize the song?
Oh, I do.
This is going to drive people crazy.
But
you recognize the song.
I do.
What's going on? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that in a movie or 5?
I have no idea. It's probably one of your chick flicks that you love.
I love chick flicks. You know, I'm disappointed in myself. I rented a movie on iTunes called The Bachelorettes. To watch on my way to or from Vegas, and I didn't. I slept both ways, so I have this movie.
Because you were drunk both ways.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't at all.
Which movie? Who's in it?
Fat Amy.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I gotcha. I am now looking something up.
Now you're gonna kill time by looking something up.
I'm not killing anything.
Just killing time is killing me. That's Clint Black, done very poorly.
Bachelorette. Okay. It's called Bachelorette, just uh-huh. Singular. And it came out in 2012.
Oh, I remember seeing about that, hearing about that, whatever
yeah.
It was.
I'm trying.
But I don't remember who was in it.
Kirsten Dunst.
Uh-huh.
Lizzie Kaplan. Isla Fisher?
Mm-hmm. It didn't do well. I remember seeing it.
I looked at the trailers because I browse. Like, I looked at lots of trailers of independent movies that I hadn't seen because nothing else was looking appealing. And this is the first one that was like, hey, that looks pretty good.
Hey, it might be a chick flick. I should watch that.
Yeah, but I didn't get to it.
Yeah. Well,
am I boring?
No. I'm just going to let you know we're at 33 minutes.
Let's go eat chili.
You want to go eat chili?
I am hungry.
All right. Well, we hope we didn't bore you too much with today's ramblings and talk on wrinkled sheets. I'm just sucking up, so you have to say stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. I didn't.
Hey, I hope you had a kick-ass time here on Wrinkled Sheets.
Because
we always do. Whee! You know, I always try to do that.
We need those noisemakers. That's what we should start the show with.
Ringing bells. Woo!
Like New Year's Eve, every time we have a show.
Yeah. We should make an opening and a closing for the show, just so it's a...
Yeah. How do we always close it? Bye. See ya.
Bye. See ya. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Was that our closing?
See ya. It's
bye.
Over.
No, you say bye.
Okay.
And
bye.
And I say see you.
Okay. Ready? Bye.
See ya.
Have a good time. See
bye.
Stupid.